Om Shanti. In the series of Mera Baba, this is the 28th point. Drill. Give all souls everywhere in the world light, sakash and powers. Do you remember the spiritual drill? Can you come into your stage of being an ancestor in just 1 second? Become a lighthouse, a resident of the Supreme Abode with the Father and give light to the world. So in 1 second, all of those who are listening and seeing everything everywhere, in this land and abroad, become a lighthouse and give all souls everywhere in the world light, sakash and powers. Acha. The second part to this, being an instrument is to become a mine of virtues. If everyone becomes an instrument, then the renewal of the world will surely take place. To have the awareness of being an instrument is to become a mine of virtues. Let there be the awareness of being an instrument at every moment and all other virtues will easily come. Because there is no consciousness of I in the awareness of being an instrument. It is this consciousness of I that brings upheaval. By being an instrument, the consciousness of mind also ends and it becomes yours. You become easy yogi. So, what Baba is saying here is, do you remember the spiritual drill? Baba is conducting a spiritual drill. He is saying that you are ancestor soul. So, think of yourself in the stage of being an ancestor in just 1 second. Become a lighthouse, become a resident of the Supreme Abode, and from that Supreme Abode, give light to the world, give powers to the world, give sakash to the world. God is sitting in front. Okay? God is sitting in front. And he is resident of the Supreme Abode. But when he comes on the earth, he tells to remember him there. He is not telling us to remember him as if he is in front of us. What he is teaching, look at this strange philosophy, you can say. That God is sitting ahead in front of you and he is telling to do a drill when you are in the Supreme Abode. You are sitting with the Father in the Supreme Abode, in Paramdham, and then give light to the world, give sakash to the world, get situated in the stage of being an ancestor. So the spiritual drills are so important. Baba has been teaching spiritual drill from such a long time, different spiritual drill. That's why we have to create new spiritual drills every day. Because these spiritual drills are very much helpful. Because these spiritual drills only these drills will help us to become bodiless. Otherwise, just to keep on saying that I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. Because the crux of this gyan is soul consciousness. But how to become soul consciousness? The answer to this question is spiritual drill. That's why one of the methods we talked of, 26 method, text to drill method. So we have to convert all the text into a drill. For example, Baba has given here one example that we are ancestors. So imagine that you are ancestor and all your progeny is in front of you. You are situated in the self-respect of being an ancestor, a progenitor, forefather of this world. And I am responsible for the whole world, for giving sustenance to the whole world, Ruhani Palna, to the entire world. And then start doing this drill. So, what are the advantages of doing spiritual drill? Yes, Shambhai. Why should we do spiritual drills? What are the advantages? What are the benefits? We become fresh. For understanding this question, first of all, we need to understand what happens when we do physical drill. What are the benefits of exercise? What are the benefits of walking? Just a simple exercise. All the exercise that accrue from physical drill, even higher benefits arise from spiritual drills. So with exercise, what happens? And with spiritual exercise, what happens? Let us contemplate on this topic this way. So spiritual drill make your mind powerful, just as physical drills make your muscles powerful. In the similar manner, spiritual drill makes your soul powerful. One is making body powerful, another making soul powerful. One second, energetic. By doing exercise, you become energetic. When you do exercise, you become energetic. Third, you feel light. Okay. Weight loss, Yeah. Weight loss. That is the, you know, obesity is the burning issue in the world. Also in the Brahmin family. Every alternate patient who comes to us tells us that he wants to become thin. Because they tell, 5 years back we were not like this. We were very good. But now we are becoming fat. So nobody likes obesity. So, thin, weight loss. The soul is carrying burden of 63 births. Sinful activities, sinful actions of 63 births. So, we need to cut down this, burn this fat, this extra weight. So, weight loss. Then, so weight loss, soul's weight loss. Then, long life, longevity. Everybody loves longevity. Dirghayu it is known as. So for attaining this Chirayu or Dirghayu or longevity of life, you have to do exercise, you have to keep yourself fit. In the similar manner, in this Brahmin life, if you want to become immortal, eternal, yesterday's Murli. Yeah, yesterday's. Yesterday's or day before yesterday's Murli. Be Amar, be Chiranjeevi. So if you want to become Amar, if you want to become Chiranjeevi, if you want to become eternal, imperishable, imperishable in Dharnas, imperishable in the Amritvela, imperishable in this Brahmin life, imperishable in zeal, zest, enthusiasm, imperishable in energy, in power, imperishable in purity, you have to do exercise. And that exercise here is spiritual drill. That exercise will give you longevity of the body. This exercise will give you longevity of soul. Then, next, health. You become healthy. You become healthy. Yes, also happiness. After exercising a lot, you feel happy. Because, you know, some good hormones, serotonins, anandamide. This is the newest hormone that they have named anandamide. Just as we have other names in medical. So, such hormones are released. Happiness hormones, they are known as. So, hormones are released in the body. Then, enthusiasm increases. You get rid of depression. You know, if you are down, you are depressed, you are tense, stressed, you just go for a walk. You just do little exercise. After doing that, you are a new person. So, in the similar manner, after doing spiritual exercise, you will be a different person. Next. Yes, Purva. What are the benefits of Purva, right? Purvi? What's her name? I forgot. Purva only, no? Yeah. Yes, Purva. What is the benefits of spiritual drills? What are the benefits? Active. You become active. Alert. One more thing. See, one more thing. If suppose I tell you to read this Murli or this book entire, you start reading and your mind starts wandering here and there. Attention is not focused. Okay? Now, if I tell you to do some exercise, automatically you get focused. Suppose you ask a child, Purva, if somebody asks you to read a book, you find it little tedious, little difficult. But if somebody asks you to play, you do it with joy. And after playing, you don't get tired. After reading book, oh, you feel tired, fatigued. But after playing, you don't feel tired. Why? Because attention is focused. But if suppose I employ somebody and ask him to play, he will get tired. I am employing him. I am giving him a work. I am not doing him. You will get money. You have to play. Means maybe I am doing it in another way. I am converting play into work. So it makes you tired. So if you are doing work and you convert it into a play, you don't get tired. So in the similar manner, when you play, your attention is focused. When you do spiritual drill, your attention also, your soul becomes focused. That's an analogy. Your soul becomes focused, so attention, concentration, awareness, alertness, meditativeness. This happens with spiritual drills. And what else, Vaibhav? Comparison with this physical drill. Laziness is gone. Laziness is finished. You become, that is the same part of that, you become more alert. Next. Easiness. What easiness? What happens while doing physical drill? Easiness comes. Okay, that's also right. You think like doing things. Otherwise you feel so, don't feel like to do anything. People are just sitting like that. Okay, then? Huh? What's wrong? brain also becomes strong. Okay. Oh, very good point. By doing exercise, here the digestion system, your assimilation, power, absorption, everything becomes good. BMR increases. Here also, by doing spiritual drills, your power to churn, your power to digest the knowledge, assimilate this knowledge increases. Very, very excellent point. Then, spiritual drill, what are the benefits of spiritual drill? Yes, Arvind Bhai. Think, churn, cogitate, think more. Your confidence increases. Yes, very good. When you exercise, your physical capacity increases, your confidence increases. In the similar manner, your confidence to become bodiless increases. Otherwise, people say, oh, bodiless, very tough job. I can't become bodiless. It's so difficult. But by doing spiritual drill, continuously doing it, your confidence level goes up. The graph of confidence goes up. So confidence. Your resistance power increases. You can fight back all the diseases, rather, even if the disease comes. Otherwise, you can ward off the diseases. So, you can resist diseases. Your immunity increases. So, diseases may not come to you. You will not contract diseases. So, in the similar manner, here, vices will not come to you. Because you have become strong, your resistance power has increased, your immunity has increased. So, that is why you can ward off, you can just keep aside all the, keep at a distance all the vices. Because soul has become powerful. A soul which is less attached to the body is less likely to become vicious or to do vicious actions. So that is one. Then negative thoughts will not come, but less, more positive. Exercise induces a sense of positivity. In the similar manner, spiritual drills will make you all the more positive. So positivity. Very good. Then, immunity we said already, resistance power. Then, okay. So these are the, we didn't give homework for the next week. Right? Tomorrow is yours. Spiritual selfie, Friday, English topics, your Shambhai, that we already gave you long back. So it's tomorrow. Yeah, we already gave you. It has already been given. Shambhai tomorrow is your Hindi topic, and two people for spiritual drills. Two persons will conduct spiritual drills. Vaibhav and Hari. Hari bhai na? Spiritual activity. Yeah, both. On the last Sunday's Murli. Acha, okay. Nahin, but he is ready. No, two are enough. Spiritual activity, last Sunday's Murli. Both of you. And one Hindi topic that I will give later on to somebody. Yes, Kamlesh can take up one topic. Hindi topic. No, she has recently done. So Kamlesh will give Tapasvi Jeevan. He can talk on that. So now come back to this. Being an instrument is to become. So this was all about spiritual drill. Okay. So there is another part to the paragraph. If some everyone becomes an instrument, Baba is talking about becoming an instrument. Nimitta. To think of oneself as an instrument, to increase this awareness of being an instrument. One is the consciousness of I, another is the awareness of being an instrument. When you see that I am doing this, I am doing that, I am doing this, I am doing that. This is an error in grammar. That day we were talking about grammar of efforts. There is an error in pronoun. You think that error in verb and error in pronoun. You are using I, you are using she or he, or you are using I have done this. There is an error in the verb here. Baba has not taught us this grammar. This is Maya's grammar or worldly grammar. Where you say that I am doing this. So you have to change this. This is the error. This is a mistake, a blunder. What you have to do is, I am not doing this. He is doing through me. He is making me do. He is making me work. He is making me walk. He is making me do all the services. It's not me. It's He. Who am I? I have no powers. It is His power that is working through me. So, this awareness of, there are two words. Awareness of being an instrument. On second, consciousness of I. This I consciousness, I doing this, I am doing, I am this, I am that. I have done this. This is my center. This is my service. So, this consciousness of I. There's a very good incident in the life of Swami Vivekananda. When he had done almost all his life's work, and it was towards 1900. He died in 1902, and towards 1900 he returned. He had been to America twice, to UK, and then he came back, and then he decided, now I have to retire. I have to just go for a visit to different pilgrimage sites, and he goes to Kashmir, and from on the way back, he comes across, he says, I don't want any colleague, any companion. I want to move around alone, all alone, as a monk, as a wanderer, as a vagabond. So he goes from one place to another, and whilst coming back, he comes across a village. And in that village, he sees a very old, dilapidated temple of Mother Kali. And he goes inside, and he finds, to his utter surprise, that the statue of that goddess Kali has been broken. And he's infuriated. He's filled with anger. Who has done this? Who dare break this statue? And what is the state of this temple? And he asks people around there, and they tell him that some of the Muslim rulers, some of the Muslim people did this. And he's filled with anger. How dare this, all the Muslims damage, sabotage this temple? He goes home, he sleeps, and he has a dream. In that dream, he sleeps, and then he says, okay, somebody has broken it, it's fine, I forgive them. Tomorrow morning I will go, I will collect donations from the villagers, and I will reconstruct the village, the temple. So, next day he goes, and then he thinks of collecting donations. So, people don't give him. Some people give, some don't. So he comes back, and then he thinks, why am I asking people? Now I will work hard and earn money and re-erect this temple. Then that night he gets a dream. In that dream, Mother Kali comes in front of him, and she says him, what are you doing? Do you protect me or I protect you? If I want, do you think that I can't construct my own temple? Do you think that I am so feeble, I am so weak, that somebody, some ruler comes, some Muslim people come and break my temple? Is it not in my power to protect myself? So, do you protect me or I protect you? So, suddenly he has a new realization. After doing extensive series of lectures here and there, and after doing extensive philanthropic work around the world, he comes to the conclusion that who I am? I am just an instrument. She is doing everything through me. So what this ego, what this arrogance that I will construct this, I will do this, I will create this mission, that mission, I will help poor. Who am I to help poor? It's he, it's his power, it's she, the world mother, the divine mother, who is moving me. So that changes him. And after that incident, he becomes withdrawn from all those works, from all those activities. He's self-drawn, self-absorbed. He goes into the period of deep contemplation. He stops meeting many people, stops all public lecturing, because he comes to the realization, I am just an instrument. It's she who is doing things through me. It's not me. So, the sense of being an instrument means no consciousness of I. It's not me. It's he. Whatever I am doing, even if I am speaking right now, even if I am doing something, everything, it is his power which is flowing through me. I am just an instrument who is sitting, while the hand of blessing is above. The power is flowing from there. And whatever works we are doing, that consciousness keeps us away from ego. Otherwise, we have a tendency to become egoistic about everything. I have done this, I have done that. This is my specialty, this is my uniqueness, this is my cleverness, this is what I am. Holier than thou attitude, better than others, cleverer than others, intelligent than others. So this will not come. So two things to remember from this thing. One is spiritual drill. Keep on doing different spiritual drills throughout the day. And create your own spiritual drills, new drills. Such drills, till now nobody has done that. Or you yourself have never done that. So new spiritual drills. Invent spiritual drills. One. Second, increase this sense of being an instrument. I am an instrument. you have to make this lesson very much firm, pakka. Om Shanti.